May I start again?
If you would, please.
First man, second man, third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, tenth man.
All right, sir. I think that'll work real well. This is a pretty reliable recorder. When I first got it, it was kind of cranky, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it wouldn't, but it's doing better.
I'm a little hoarse today.
Well, that's why I'd like to keep adjusting the recorder so that I'm sure you... Let's see, I had some questions I forgot to ask you the other day. We were talking about different rooms in the house, and I wanted to ask you what, as a matter of fact, for all of these questions, I'd like you to try to remember the expressions that you used to use rather than what you might use today. I explained to Mrs. that I was looking for somebody who would have a good memory of the old expressions, you know, and who would be kind of enjoy talking about them, and that's why she said I should see you. And so some of these questions might sound silly, but I'm interested in what you remember, the expressions and the words that you used to use when you were a boy. For example, when somebody would come and you didn't have a bed, you might make a bed for them on the floor. What would you call that?
Pallet.
I see. And would you explain the different... how did you keep warm? What did you put over the bed to keep warm when you were a boy?
Quilts and counterpanes. They had what they call counterpanes.
Counterpane? And what's the difference between...
Well, a counterpane is a woven or knitted. Some knit the counterpanes and some woven. They had used looms. They carded and spun their own cotton or wool and done the weaving on the...
Here's a quilt.
Well, oh yes, uh-huh.
That's a quilt.
You had both the counterpanes and the...
Oh yeah, yeah.
Quilt.
Had both.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you use in the mattress to make it soft?
You use straw a whole lot of the time.
You use straw in the bottom mattress and feathers in the top mattress.
Oh, I see. You had two of them.
Stir those feathers every morning and have them ready to sleep on that night.
Mm-hmm. Did you use anything for your head in those days? You put your head on anything?
Pillow.
And was that full of what? What was in the... What was in
sometimes
the pillow?
Sometimes cotton and sometimes feathers.
Uh-huh. And did you ever use a thing for you that put your head on that went all the way across? It wasn't just so big, but it was all the way across?
Some people did, but I don't think we ever did.
What were they called?
Bolsters.
Bolsters. I see. And when you were talking about your father rebuilding the house, reminded me, somebody told me that a carpenter that didn't have too much training, he wasn't really skilled, they might have a name for him. He'd be a certain kind of carpenter. Do you happen to remember anything like that?
Don't think so.